Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, thanks a million for the blessing.
Père, merci.
You are giving to us.
Pour cette bénédiction que nous recevons.
We praise you.
Nous te louons.
We thank you.
Nous te remercions.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Au nom puissant de Jésus.
I want you to ask God to give you the spirit of wisdom right now.
Je veux que tu demandes à Dieu l'esprit de sagesse maintenant.
Pray for the spirit of wisdom.
Prie pour l'esprit de sagesse.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci,
Christ.
Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Veuillez vous asseoir.
This morning, we want to continue.
Ce matin, nous allons continuer.
On the importance of wisdom for God's work.
Sur l'importance d'avoir la sagesse pour l'œuvre de Dieu.
Amen. How do you become wise?
Comment devenir sage?
How can a person become wise?
Comment est-ce qu'une personne peut devenir sage?
With true wisdom.
Avec la vraie sagesse.
Or shall I say, with real wisdom.
Ou plutôt le vrai sagesse.
One of the ways is to take your mind off. Yesterday I gave you one. There are about 20 ways to increase your wisdom.
Il y a au moins 20 manières par lesquelles tu peux augmenter ta sagesse.
But that is not my subject, but I'm just giving you a couple of hints on how to become wise.
Je vous donne seulement quelques astuces pour devenir sage.
Yesterday I gave you one.
Hier je vous ai donné
that was
un.
The scripture.
Et c'était le verset
2 Timothée 3 verse 15.
2 Timothée 3, 15.
Thou hast known the scriptures.
Dès ton enfance.
From a child.
Dès ton enfance, tu as connu les versets.
Which are able to make thee wise.
Qui peuvent te rendre sage.
All right. So the scripture is able to make you wise.
Et les versets sont capables de vous rendre sage.
Amen.
Amen.
Another way that can make you wise, something that is going to help to make you wise,
quelque chose qui peut vous rendre sage,
is taking your mind off the importance of money until you believe more in the importance of wisdom.
C'est de enlever ou arrêter de penser à l'argent pour pouvoir recevoir plus sur la sagesse.
Believing in the importance of wisdom, or growing to believe that wisdom is more important than money, is very important in helping you to become wise.
Croire à l'importance de la sagesse est très important pour que vous deveniez sage.
Why do I say that? Because Proverbs 8,
Proverbe 8
verse 10 says, receive my instruction and not silver, and my knowledge rather than choice gold. So it shows that people see the importance of money, but not really the importance of wisdom.
En Proverbe 8:10, la Bible dit, préférez mes instructions à l'argent et la science à l'or et à l'or le plus précieux. Ça veut dire que les gens voient l'argent comme étant plus important que la sagesse.
Look, most of us sitting here would reflexly ask for money rather than wisdom.
La plupart d'entre
nous, if we are to be very honest.
Si nous étions honnêtes, nous allons demander de l'argent plutôt que la sagesse.
If somebody was to prod you and say, what do you need? You say, I need money.
Si quelqu'un devait te poser la question, qu'est-ce que tu veux? Tu allais dire, je veux de l'argent.
But if you develop yourself,
et si tu te développes,
believe that wisdom is more important than silver and than gold, you will now start to gravitate towards real wisdom.
Si tu peux comprendre que la sagesse est plus importante que l'argent et l'or, tu vas te tourner vers la vraie sagesse.
Verse 11 says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it.
Car la sagesse vaut mieux que les perles, elle a plus de valeur que tous les objets de prix.
Amen.
Amen.
If I have to choose somewhere to go and preach, I will go and gravitate towards a place that I sense or feel they appreciate me or want me.
Si je devais choisir où prêcher, j'allais me tourner vers un endroit où je sais, où je ressens que les gens m'apprécient.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, many Christians don't really see wisdom. Even when I say wisdom, you know, the wisdom of God is not so, you know, powerful to them. But when it becomes powerful to you, you have started becoming wise.
Quand tu commences à apprécier la sagesse, tu deviens sage.
Amen.
Amen.
God is blessing you mightily.
Dieu est en train de te bénir puissamment.
Somebody here is becoming wise.
Quelqu'un ici est en train de devenir sage.
Now, another way by which you become wise or wisdom increases in you is by hearing.
Une autre manière par laquelle tu peux devenir sage, c'est par écouter.
Proverbs 1 verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning.
Que le sage écoute, il augmentera son savoir.
Wow. A wise man will hear.
Que le sage écoute.
A wise man will hear.
Que le sage écoute.
But a non-wise man will not hear.
Mais un insensé ne va pas écouter.
He doesn't listen to messages.
Il n'écoute pas les messages.
Doesn't listen to preaching.
Il n'écoute pas la prédication.
Doesn't hear.
Il n'entend pas.
The word.
La parole.
So if you are here,
si tu es ici,
and you are not somebody who is open to listening to preaching,
tu n'es pas ouvert à l'écoute de prédication.
You are not wise.
Tu n'es pas sage.
If you are wise,
si tu es sage,
read it. A wise man will hear.
Le sage écoute.
And increase learning.
Il augmentera son savoir.
A non-wise man will not hear.
Un insensé ne va pas écouter.
And will not learn.
Et il n'augmentera pas son savoir.
So even if you came here and you've grown up as a Christian, not hearing and not used to listening to preaching in your church, it's something new that you must add to your life from this conference. A wise man will hear. You hear. Not read. There's reading too. I'll come to reading. I'm talking about hearing now.
Si tu n'as pas l'habitude d'écouter les messages à partir de cette conférence, tu peux apprendre à écouter. Je ne parle pas de la lecture, mais de l'écoute des messages.
Amen. So hearing the word of God is very important. That is why yesterday I took my time to give you topics that are very important for you to hear and for the things to be planted in you, and God is going to use you to build 1,000 churches.
Hier, j'ai pris le temps de vous expliquer l'importance d'écouter. Je vous ai donné des titres de messages et Dieu va vous donner 1,000 églises.
How many want to become wiser and wiser and wiser and wiser?
Combien de personnes veulent devenir de plus en plus sages?
Many times you can sense and see the ministers of the gospel who are not becoming as wise as they could have become.
Tu peux ressentir et voir les ministres qui ne sont pas sages et qui ne deviennent pas sages.
Another thing that makes a person wiser in terms of the work of God, I'm not talking about secular wisdom, I'm not talking about financial engineering, I'm not talking about motivational speaking, I'm not talking about amortization, I'm not talking about GDP, I'm not talking about hedging, I'm not talking about securitization of future earnings, I'm not talking about all these things, I'm talking about scriptures and the word of God and the wisdom of God.
Je parle de la sagesse de la parole, pas de la sagesse de ce siècle.
Hey. Financial engineering.
La sagesse
It's by
finances.
Books.
C'est par les livres.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, it says, I, Daniel, understood by books.
Moi, Daniel, la première année, j'ai vu par les livres.
I understood by books.
J'ai compris au travers des livres.
Understanding comes by books.
La compréhension vient par les livres.
I, Daniel, understood by books.
Moi, Daniel, je vis, j'ai compris par les livres.
Books.
Les livres.
It's also another channel to increase your understanding apart from hearing.
À part l'écoute, les lectures. La lecture, c'est aussi un moyen d'augmenter le savoir.
Hearing is one dimension.
Écouter, c'est une dimension.
Reading is a completely different dimension.
Et la lecture aussi est une dimension complètement différente.
I've been preaching about church planting, but if you take your time to go and read the very book that I'm preaching from, it will add a dimension to what you are receiving.
Si tu prenais le temps de lire le livre dont j'utilise pour prêcher, ça va ajouter une autre dimension à ton savoir.
One of the things that is really sad about the fall that has happened to human beings is that since we fell, Adam and Eve, it has become difficult for us to learn.
Depuis la chute de l'homme, de ce qui est arrivé à Adam et Ève, ça nous est difficile d'apprendre.
And I have a lot of evidence for that.
Et j'ai beaucoup de preuves pour cela.
If you send your child to school,
si tu envoies ton enfant à l'école,
after 8 years,
après 8 ans,
9 years of going to school, when you ask your child, what did you learn in school today?
Après 9 ans, si tu demandes à ton enfant, qu'est-ce que tu as appris aujourd'hui?
He will tell you 1 plus 1.
Il va te dire 1 plus 1.
When you analyze 1 plus 1,
quand tu analyses 1 plus 1,
for years and years of going to school,
pendant pour des années d'être allé à l'école,
you are only learning 1 plus 1 is 2.
Tu apprends seulement 1 plus 1 égale 2.
It's very serious.
C'est très grave.
You pay school fees, you will check the chart in the morning, in the evening, in the morning, in the evening, in the morning. What did you learn today?
Tu vas passer du temps à amener ton enfant à l'école matin, midi, soir. Et quand tu demandes, qu'est-ce que tu as appris?
1 plus 1.
1 plus 1.
It shows that there's some density there.
Ça montre que ce n'est pas facile d'entrer ici.
True or not true? Now I know you are laughing at the small children.
Vous
but
moquez des
petits
enfants.
The next one you have to laugh at yourself.
Après, vous allez vous moquer de vous-même.
When you look at exam results,
quand vous regardez les résultats d'examen,
can you believe that the pass mark is 50%?
Est-ce que vous pouvez imaginer que pour réussir, il faut avoir 50%?
A person who is a doctor going to look after you, he had only 50% correct. That means he had 50% wrong.
Un médecin qui va prendre soin de toi, il a eu 50% de correct. Donc ça veut dire qu'il a eu 50% de faux.
Look at your results from school.
Regarde les résultats que toi tu as eu à l'école.
40%.
40%.
50%.
50%.
Even when you finish school with 53%.
Même quand tu termines l'école, tu as terminé avec 53%.
That means you don't know 47%. You don't know it at all.
Ça veut dire que tu ne connais pas 47% du tout.
And you are being released into the world.
Et on te relâche dans le monde.
To go and manifest.
Pour se manifester.
Hey! There is something that is not working very well.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne marche pas très bien.
And it takes a long time to learn one thing.
Et ça prend du temps pour
that
apprendre
is why,
une chose.
In order to become wise, you need all the channels of wisdom to be open. Reading, hearing, valuing, all these need to work. You don't just hear and you don't just read. You need all of them. Books, you understand. Hearing, you become wise. You attain to wise counsels.
Quand tu lis, tu vas devenir sage. Quand tu écoutes, tu vas devenir sage. Donc, tu as besoin de toutes ces différentes types de chaînes pour devenir sage.
Ask your neighbor, what did you get in your last exam?
Demande à ton voisin, qu'est-ce que tu as eu? Quel est le moyen que tu as eu? La moyenne que tu as eu dans ton dernier examen?
It weren't too good at the time.
C'était pas trop bon.
Another channel of wisdom.
Une autre chaîne de sagesse.
Is testimonies.
Ce sont les témoignages.
Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Proverbe 19, 8. La loi de l'Éternel est parfaite, elle restaure l'âme. Le témoignage de l'Éternel est véritable, il rend sage l'ignorant.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Le témoignage de l'Éternel est véritable, il rend sage l'ignorant.
What is a testimony?
Quel est le témoignage?
A testimony is what has happened in somebody's life.
Le témoignage est ce qui est arrivé dans la vie de quelqu'un.
When I preach, I learn how to preach from Kenneth Hagin. Who, honestly, Kenneth Hagin, he preaches different from what I'm doing. What he does is that he reads the scriptures that he's going to ever read at the beginning of the sermon. After that, he starts to tell stories.
J'ai appris à prêcher au travers de Kenneth Hagin. Mais lui, quand il commence, il lit le verset pour commencer et après, il met de côté la Bible et il prêche.
Somebody had a problem with me telling all the different stories that I sometimes tell. What you don't understand is that the stories or the illustrations or the different things are not just stories. They are testimonies. Something happened to me, something happened to somebody, something happened here. And the Bible says the testimony is sure, making wise the simple.
Les gens n'aiment. Il y a certaines personnes qui n'apprécient pas quand je raconte des histoires. Ils n'ont pas compris que ce sont des témoignages. Et le témoignage de l'Éternel rend sage.
Wow.
Wow.
Because if you listen to somebody's story about loyalty or somebody's story about church growth, all right, and I'm giving you a testimony, it makes you wise. Realize that, oh, I see. This one becomes this. This turns into this. This is how this is going to turn out. So you become wiser because these are testimonies. It's yet another channel of wisdom. Channels of wisdom. How to become a wise man. How about a wise man will hear. Another one says, I understood by books. Another one says, the testimony is sure, making wise the simple.
Ce sont des choses qui rendent sage. La lecture rend sage, l'écoute des messages rend sage, et aussi les témoignages rend sage.
Somebody here is becoming very wise.
Il y a quelqu'un qui va devenir très sage.
Anytime you hear preaching or you are reading a book and you see there's a story or there is an illustration or whatever, immediately you must, it's like your salivary glands should start watering, because something that can make you wise is being said right there.
Quand quelqu'un raconte une histoire ou tu lis un livre et il y a une histoire, il faut commencer déjà à baver parce que il y a quelque chose qui va te rendre sage dans ce que tu lis.
And some of us, our church members are not becoming wise because you never tell them any stories about yourself.
Il y a certains membres de l'église qui ne sont pas sages parce que tu ne leur racontes jamais d'histoire te concernant.
Amen. Young men over there, how old are you? How old are you guys?
Vous avez quel âge?
22. 25. You see, I have a lot of stories when I'm preaching. A lot of my stories was when I was 22 and 25.
Beaucoup de mes histoires que je raconte ont eu lieu quand j'avais 22 ans, 25 ans.
So when you hear those, it can really make you wise at 25, 22. Very good for you.
Donc ce sont des choses qui peuvent vous rendre sage à l'âge de 22 ans, 25 ans.
A lot of young people like my preaching.
Les jeunes aiment ma prédication.
Some older ones will be looking at me with two eyes and three eyes.
Les plus âgés me regardent avec deux yeux, trois yeux.
The reason is because they cannot apply some of the things because it's past their time.
La raison, that's c'est right. Parce qu'ils ne peuvent pas mettre en pratique ce que j'ai dit, c'est déjà passé.
Testimonies make you wise.
Les témoignages rendent sage.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Wow. You are becoming wise.
Vous devenez sage.
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 Daniel said, I understood by the books.
Daniel a dit, j'ai compris
books
par les livres.
Understand. Books.
Les livres.
A wise man will hear.
Le sage écoute.
A wise man listens to preaching.
Le sage écoute des messages.
A wise man will attain to counsel.
Le sage, il va accepter les conseils.
It's one of, tonight, I've been listening to preaching since 3 a.m. A wise man will hear.
Depuis 3 heures du matin, j'écoute des messages. Yeah. C'est le sage qui écoute.
A wise man will hear.
Un sage écoute.
A non-wise man will not hear.
Un insensé n'écoute pas.
What did you get in your exam? You can. It's a professor. How much do people get in exams? What sort of marks do people get?
Quelles sont les moyennes que les gens ont dans les examens?
60%.
60%. That means they don't know 40%.
60% peut-être.
72%.
72, which means they don't know 28%.
Some of them can be at the borderline 49%.
49%.
Il y a certains qui ont peut-être 49%.
Then we add one mark to make it 50%.
You add one mark to give them 50.
Et on ajoute.
This is a professor. This is a real professor.
C'est un vrai professeur.
They've been giving boosters to let people pass.
Il ajoute des points pour faire passer les gens.
And that person is released into society.
Et cette personne maintenant est relâchée dans la société.
Somebody who doesn't know half of the things that he's supposed to know.
Quelqu'un qui ne connaît pas la moitié de ce qu'il doit connaître.
And you can stay in the university for 7 years, you still get around 50%.
Tu peux rester à l'université pendant 7 ans, tu auras toujours la moyenne de 50%.
It shows that I think since the fall, it's difficult for us to learn.
Ça montre que depuis la chute de l'homme, yeah, c'est difficile pour nous d'apprendre.
Yes. You can lecture with PowerPoint, video, everything. Still,
tu peux 50, donner 51%. Des cours, tu peux enseigner avec le PowerPoint, mais toujours c'est la moyenne, 50%.
Is it not amazing?
N'est-ce pas étonnant?
Thank you, professor. And some of you, 30%.
Pour certains, c'est 30%.
Hein? So this, all these, sometimes you read the book, you don't get anything. But when you hear the testimony,
parfois tu lis,
then you
tu
see
le
that,
comprends.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting it.
Mais quand tu écoutes les témoignages, c'est là où tu comprends.
Yeah. The testimony of the Lord.
Témoignage de l'Éternel.
Sure, making wise the simple man.
Il yes. rend sage l'ignorant.
Wow.
Wow.
I remember listening to Kenneth Hagin preaching about the greater one in you.
Je me souviens avoir écouté Kenneth Hagin prêcher sur le plus grand en toi.
The scripture was only one, 1 John 4:4.
C'était un Jean.
Greater is he that is in you.
1:4. C'était un seul verset qu'il a utilisé.
But the main thing.
Mais la chose principale
was the story that he was telling and the tongues that he was speaking at the end of the preaching.
C'était les histoires qu'il racontait et les parler en langue qu'il faisait à la fin du message.
He described how somebody took him in a car. He was going to a convention and the guy was late and the driver was driving very fast and dangerous. So he said he couldn't pray towards the program. He had to pray towards the driver and then the car that was driving.
Il parlait de comment il allait à un programme. Le chauffeur était en retard, donc il roulait très vite. Et il expliquait comment il ne pouvait pas prier au sujet du programme, mais il priait au sujet de la vitesse de l'homme.
And then he described how when he got to the church, he saw that they had advertised a miracle healing service. And he was not ready at all because of the whole drive, that the way the guy was driving, and he was completely confused.
Et quand il est arrivé, il s'est remarqué que les gens attendaient un culte de miracle et de guérison, mais lui-même il ne se sentait pas prêt.
And worst of all, when he got to the car park of the church, he saw ambulances parked there.
Et encore pire,
they
quand il
brought
est
sick people to the, to,
arrivé
to the,
à l'endroit, il a vu des ambulances et des malades qui ont été amenés au programme.
There's a story. I just like listening to this story.
Et j'aime écouter ce message, yeah, cette histoire.
And he said, then he went inside to where the pastor had given him to go and change.
Et quand il est entré là où dans le vestiaire où il devait se changer.
And as he was changing, he started complaining. He said, Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, have you seen there are ambulances outside?
Et quand il se changeait, il disait, oh Seigneur, mais qu'est-ce que je vais faire? Est-ce que tu as vu les ambulances dehors?
Hey!
Hey!
And as he was changing, he was dressed and he was complaining, then suddenly there was a voice in the room.
Alors qu'il se plaignait, tout d'un coup, il y a eu une voix dans la pièce.
And the voice said, were you planning to heal them?
Et la voix a dit, est-ce que c'est toi qui devais les guérir?
Then he turned around, sir.
Et il s'est tourné pour voir d'où venait la voix.
He looked in the cupboard, he went around.
Il a cherché.
There was nobody in the room.
Il n'y avait personne dans la pièce.
Then he continued complaining to himself.
Se plaindre à lui-même.
Then the voice came again. Were you planning to heal anybody today?
Et la voix est revenue. Est-ce que tu comptais sur toi-même pour la guérison?
Then he searched in the room again. He couldn't find anybody.
Il a cherché, il n'a trouvé personne.
Were you planning? You are you planning to heal somebody?
Il a entendu la troisième fois. Toi, tu comptais guérir toi-même?
And then he realized God was telling him that he cannot heal anybody.
Il s'est rendu, il s'est réalisé que Dieu lui disait,
it is the greater one in him.
Que c'était celui qui est le plus grand en lui qui devait guérir.
He said, you have overcome because the greater one is in you.
Il a dit, tu as vaincu parce que le plus grand est en
then
vous.
Then he started speaking in tongues.
Il a commencé
for
à
about
parler
20
en
minutes
langue.
He was speaking in tongues. Oh.
Pendant 20 minutes, il parlait en langue.
Look, I was charged all through my life. I remember this story.
Je me souviens
Were you
de
planning
cette
on
histoire.
Healing them? Were you planning on healing them?
Est-ce que tu, c'est toi qui devais les guérir?
Are you planning to heal people?
Est-ce que tu comptes sur toi-même pour guérir?
I didn't know you can heal people.
Savais pas que tu pouvais guérir.
He's there.
Il est là.
The greater one.
Le plus grand.
To make you overcome. Oh, I'll listen and listen and listen. I'll just be happy in the room.
Qui te fera vaincre?
The testimony of the Lord makes you wise.
Le témoignage de l'Éternel qui rend sage.
Amen.
Amen.
So you need all these channels to help to make you wiser. And
donc,
you need to value.
Tu as besoin de tous ces canaux pour te rendre sage et tu dois les mettre en valeur.
Systems for making a person wise.
Les systèmes en place pour te rendre sage.
Another very important channel for making you wise is counsel, advice.
Un autre canal, c'est le conseil qui rend sage.
Amen. It says a wise man, a man of understanding, shall attain unto wise counsels.
Un homme sage, il va chercher le bon conseil.
Amen. Counsels.
Les conseils.
You are, this one is something not easy to have.
Ce n'est pas une chose facile à avoir.
Advice.
Le conseil.
If you get advice,
si tu reçois des conseils sur quelque chose,
it is a great thing.
C'est une bonne chose.
But most of the time,
la plupart du temps,
you have to listen to the general preaching and advise yourself.
Tu dois écouter un message en général et te conseiller toi-même.
Another very important channel,
un autre canal très important
for healing, for wisdom, is the word.
Pour la sagesse, c'est la parole.
Psalm 119. Verse 98, the commandments.
Psalm
Thou
19.
Through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies.
Tes commandements me rendent plus sage que mes ennemis.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how I love thy law, O Lord. It is my meditation all the day long. Through thy commandments, thou hast made me wise, wiser than my enemies, all my enemies. How sweet are thy words, it is sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Sing it again. Thou through thy commandments.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh, how I love thy law, oh, Lord.
I love thy law.
It is my meditation all the day long. Through thy commandments, thou hast made me wise. Wiser than my enemies, oh, my enemies. How sweet are thy words, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Wow. Amen. Through thy commandments, thou hast made me wise. Yesterday, a commandment from the Lord came to us. Build 1,000 churches.
Hier, nous avons reçu un commandement de l'Éternel. Construisez, bâtir 1,000 églises.
If you were to follow this commandment,
si vous pouvez seulement suivre ce commandement,
you become wise. You see, through your commandments,
par les commandements,
made me a wise man.
Tu m'as rendu sage.
Amen.
Amen.
Instructions.
Les instructions
make you wise.
Vous rendre sage.
Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Proverbs 9:9.
Donne des instructions au sage, il deviendra encore plus sage.
Instructions can make you wiser.
Les instructions vous rendent plus sage.
You see, these are all ways to become and increase your wisdom levels.
Ce sont les manières par lesquelles tu peux augmenter tes niveaux de sagesse.
Wise.
La sagesse.
By the wisdom of giving instructions.
Par la sagesse de donner des instructions.
What are instructions?
Quelles sont les instructions?
In the army, they have instructors, not teachers.
Dans l'armée, ils ont des instructeurs, pas des enseignants.
When you are learning how to fly a plane,
quand tu dois apprendre à voler,
you have flight instructors, not teachers.
Vous avez des instructeurs, pas des enseignants.
Yeah. What is the difference?
Quelle est la différence?
When we are into instructions, your opinion is not necessary at all.
Quand on te donne des instructions, ce que tu penses ne compte pas du tout.
In fact, your opinion is very dangerous.
Et ton opinion est très dangereuse.
You are sitting in a plane and they told you, press here, press here. And after 2 minutes, press here. And you are doing a different thing.
Quand tu es dans un avion, on te dit, appuie ici, appuie ici. Après 2 minutes, appuie ici. Tu es assis dans l'avion et tu fais autre chose.
Would you like to be in an aeroplane where the pilot does not follow the instruction and is doing his own thing in the cockpit?
Est-ce que tu aimerais être dans un avion où le pilote fait ce qu'il veut?
This is what people don't realize, that there are things you must not vary from.
Il y a, les gens ne comprennent pas cela. Il y a des choses qu'il ne faut pas changer du tout. Yes.
There are things you must not vary.
Il y a des choses qu'il ne faut pas du tout changer.
Not even slightly.
Même pas un peu.
Look, I know one guy, he's a soldier. He told me when they were going for training, they told them, follow my instructions. If you don't follow my instructions, you can die even during the training. Even during the training, you can die.
Il y a un soldat
if you don't follow what I'm saying, don't think, just do it 100%.
Il y a un soldat qui m'a dit, on leur a dit, il ne faut pas réfléchir quand tu suis les instructions. Même pas un peu, sinon tu peux mourir.
Your opinion is not wanted. It's even dangerous. Your opinion is dangerous to all of us.
Et ton opinion est même dangereuse nous concernant.
How many times I've given instructions to some missionaries, some people, and they go, they will vary it, they will change it, they will not do it, and in the end, they always look like fools.
Combien de fois j'ai donné des instructions aux missionnaires, ils ne suivent pas, ils changent, et à la fin, ils ont l'air idiots.
People have just simply not learned how to take instructions.
Les gens n'apprennent pas à suivre les instructions.
Instructions are... It's a separate thing. It's different from a teaching. This one is an instruction.
Une instruction est différente d'un enseignement.
Some of the things that I'm sharing are instructions. Some of them are teachings. Some of them are counsels. They are advice. They are all different. But when it comes to the instructions, you vary it. You're going down. The plane is going down. You are going down. You're going to die in the battle. You're going to die.
Je donne des instructions, je donne des conseils, je donne des enseignements. Tout est différent. Mais si vous ne suivez pas les instructions, tu vas mourir.
You know, I didn't know what I was sharing. I knew that when you're learning how to fly a plane, you have an instructor. So one day I was sharing this. Then after preaching, a soldier, I didn't know he was a military, he told me, look, I've been in military training. We are told, if you vary what we are saying, you will die. He told me the same thing. He said, look, what you said, it's also in the military. We are giving instructions and the people who teach us are called instructors. You vary, you die.
Quand j'ai donné l'exemple,
he came to see me after I finished preaching about this, teaching about instructions, and explained to me, look, it's, you don't know, in the army, you vary, you die. We have instructors. Parachute, when they say jump, do this, you change it. You will land on your head.
Si on te donne l'instruction par rapport au parachute et tu changes, tu varies un peu de ce que tu es, on te demande de faire, tu vas tomber sur ta tête.
Listen, I want everybody here to open your heart and ask yourself, Which of the things God is telling me are instructions?
Je veux que tout le monde ouvre le cœur et demande quelles sont les instructions
Which
que Dieu est en train de me donner. Quelles sont les choses qui ont été dites qui sont des instructions?
Instructions make you wise.
Les instructions rendent sage.
But it's not all things that are like that, oh.
Ce n'est pas tout qui est comme ça.
No, no, no. Give instructions to a wise man, he will be yet wiser.
Donne au sage, il deviendra plus sage.
Wiser.
Plus sage.
Wiser.
Plus sage.
Wiser.
Plus sage.
Wiser.
Plus sage.
Yeah. Wiser.
Plus sage.
I have different singers.
J'ai des chanteuses différentes.
Before I had these ones, when I give instructions, they don't listen. They thought they knew music.
Avant d'avoir celle-ci, quand je donnais des instructions, ils n'aimaient pas parce qu'ils se disaient qu'ils connaissaient mieux la musique.
That's why today you don't know them. You don't see them.
Voilà pourquoi aujourd'hui tu ne les connais même pas.
Yeah. Others, you tell them, do this. Bishop, you know, he doesn't know music. He doesn't, you know, he's not, whatever.
Pour certains, quand tu leur dis de faire quelque chose, ils disent, oh, l'évêque, il ne connaît pas trop la musique. Vous savez?
The first time I wanted to see whether she was going to be able to sing. I gave her my sing. Sing, can you sing this? Sing
La
on Tuesday.
Première fois, je lui ai demandé, est-ce que tu peux chanter cela? C'était un mardi.
Come and sing it for me.
Viens chanter.
I said, sing it Tuesday. Can you sing it on Tuesday?
Tu peux chanter mardi?
I said, can you sing it on Tuesday?
Est-ce que tu peux chanter le mardi?
Sing it. Sing what I want. Don't sing what you like. Don't sing the song you like. Sing the song I like.
Ne chante pas ce
sing
que tu veux.
Sing the song that I've chosen.
Chante ce que moi
Because
j'ai choisi.
In the church, the pastor is very important.
Dans l'église, le pasteur
Not the visitors
est très important.
Or the people who clap. Even if they clap and the pastor is not happy, you are not successful.
Même quand ils applaudissent pour toi et le pasteur n'est pas content, tu n'as pas réussi.
Jesus, lover of my soul, led me to thy bosom. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, oh my Savior, hide till the storm. Receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Please don't. All my help to thee.
Personnes qui n'arrivent pas à suivre les instructions.
Learn to follow instructions.
Apprends à suivre les instructions.
You will be considered as a very wise person.
Tu seras considéré comme quelqu'un de très sage.
Your life depends on being able to follow instructions.
Ta vie dépend de ta capacité à suivre les instructions.
Even things you don't understand.
Même les choses que tu ne comprends pas.
Another way to become a wise person.
Une autre manière par laquelle tu peux être sage
is to think about death.
Et c'est de réfléchir, de penser à la mort.
Often.
Souvent.
Hey. Wow. Think about death.
Penser à la mort.
We want to think about life.
On veut penser à la vie.
Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom.
Enseigne-nous à bien compter nos jours afin que nous appliquions notre cœur à la sagesse.
Every time you think about the end of your life, you become wiser and you start to do wise things.
À chaque fois que tu penses à la fin de tes jours, tu deviens plus sage et tu fais des choses sages.
Most people don't think about the end of their lives.
Les gens ne pensent pas à la fin de leur vie.
Let me talk to everybody here who is having a small or a church which is on its own as an independent church. When you die, what's going to happen to your church?
Je vais parler à ceux qui ont une seule église. Quand tu meurs, qu'est-ce qui va arriver à ton église?
You've not thought about it.
Tu n'as pas pensé à ça.
Because your mind is that you will not die now.
Dans ta tête, tu ne vas pas mourir maintenant, n'est-ce pas?
You see, so it shows a certain lack of wisdom.
Ça montre une certaine manque de sagesse.
I think maybe when you haven't seen death,
je crois
close
quand,
by, you can't believe that death is something that can come near you.
Je crois que quand tu n'as pas expérimenté la mort près de toi, tu ne peux pas penser toi-même à la mort.
The more
que tu
you
vas mourir,
think of death, and the more you think of your days, how many days are left?
Plus tu penses à la mort et combien de jours il te reste,
the wiser you become. But people often think that way when they are sick.
Plus tu deviens sage, mais les gens pensent comme ça quand ils sont malades.
So it's not common to find somebody who is well who thinks about death.
Ce n'est pas très commun de voir quelqu'un qui n'est pas malade qui pense
that's
à la mort.
That's an unusual person.
Ça c'est quelqu'un de pas commun.
And that's a wise person.
Et c'est quelqu'un de très
sage.
You are
not sick.
Tu n'es pas malade.
But you think about death.
Mais tu penses à la mort.
And then you plan what would it be like if you are not there.
Et tu planifies pour les jours où tu ne seras pas là.
You are applying yourself to wisdom.
Tu es en train de t'appliquer à la sagesse.
Or if your spouse was to die.
Ou bien si ton épouse devait mourir.
You don't think about death.
Tu ne penses pas à la mort.
If you think about it.
Si tu penses à cela,
it makes you wiser.
Ça te rend plus sage.
Because a lot of people's life changes if their spouse dies.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes dont la vie change quand l'épouse meurt.
Because if your spouse is to die now, you may be so affected.
Si ton épouse devait mourir maintenant, tu seras tellement affecté.
And so sad.
Si triste.
That anybody can just walk up to you. Comfort you and say sorry. And when the person says sorry, you say, what a kind person.
N'importe qui peut venir vers toi, te consoler, et tu vas dire, oh, mais cette personne est très gentille.
And before you realize, you've decided to marry that person.
Avant de réaliser, tu vas décider d'épouser cette personne.
Which, if you were not feeling sad, you would never consider such a person.
Et si tu n'étais pas si triste, tu n'allais jamais considérer cette personne.
When you are feeling sad,
quand tu es triste,
only 50% of your brain works. About 30 to 50% of your brain works when you are sad.
Quand tu es triste, c'est seulement 30 à 50% de ton cerveau qui fonctionne correctement.
Yes, you can. You think you are thinking, but. You can check it up on the internet and so on.
Tu penses que tu es en train de réfléchir, mais tu peux même vérifier ça sur l'internet.
Your brain works.
C'est une partie de ton cerveau qui marche.
That's why you are always advised when you are under stress or certain things, I've never take important decisions.
C'est pourquoi
because
on te
most
conseille.
Of your brains are not working well.
Parce que on te conseille que lorsque tu es stressé, tu es émotionnel, il faut pas prendre des décisions. Parce que tu ne réfléchis pas
correctement. You are advised to wait.
On te conseille d'attendre.
Till you are normal.
Que tu sois normal.
And then your thinking is working.
Et après, tu peux réfléchir correctement.
Teach us to calculate time before you die. Teach us to be calculating date of death.
Apprends-nous à calculer le
jour
de mort.
And then we will be applying ourselves, becoming wiser.
Et nous allons nous appliquer à la sagesse et à devenir plus sage.
You know, one day I was reading, I was in a shop and I saw a little book on business. It was a business about business, but it was very small. And it was an interesting cover, so I took it.
Un jour, j'étais dans un magasin, j'ai vu un petit, tout petit livre sur les affaires. Donc, la couverture était intéressante, j'ai pris.
Chapter 1.
Chapitre 1.
Always think about death.
Pense toujours à la mort.
I was surprised.
J'étais surpris.
He was talking about how you become wise as a business in chapter 1. Think about that. He said, if you think about that, you'll be polite to your wife when you are going out. You'll be nice to the people in the house. You will not quarrel with people. You understand? You will plan for the future. You will plan how the business will be in the future. You will not quarrel with everybody. And no, because you're thinking of death.
Si tu penses à la mort, tu seras gentil à tout le monde parce que Tu ne sais pas si tu vas revenir. Tu seras sage. Tu vas planifier pour demain. Tu ne sais pas quand tu vas mourir.
I was quite surprised.
J'étais tellement étonné.
Because it's something that the Holy Spirit had told me. Think about death and you'll be wise. Because it happened to me when I almost died in the accident. From that time, my mind changed about
something. Parce que depuis le jour où j'ai presque trouvé la mort après un accident, j'ai changé ma manière de réfléchir. Et le Saint-Esprit m'a dit,
some of you, when you die, your church will be taken over by hawks and eagles.
Certaines personnes ici, quand vous mourrez, votre église sera prise par des aigles et des oiseaux bizarres.
They will arrive at the church and say, Pastor said this. Pastor doesn't like such things. No, Pastor, what? The pastor's main person is Abraham. No, our pastor's main person is John. Our pastor's main person is this. So let's go and call him. No, 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 I don't agree. It's the pastor's wife. No, I don't agree. It's not the pastor's wife. The pastor's wife should not be a church. A woman should not be the head of the church. We should rather call this and that.
Parce qu'après ta mort, les gens vont dire, non, c'est Abraham qui doit être responsable. Une autre personne va dire, non, c'est son épouse. Et il y aura beaucoup d'argumentation par rapport à cela.
No. I don't agree. That the one, do you know what is going to be built? The one with the strongest voice.
Et vous savez ce qui va se passer? Celui qui a la plus la voix la plus forte.
The most quarrelsome person is the one who's going to prevail in your church.
La personne qui peut bien quereller, c'est lui qui va prévaloir dans ton église.
The right person may just turn away and say, "Look, I don't want any conflict."
Et la bonne personne va se tourner et dire, "Je ne veux pas de conflit, je ne dis rien."
Yeah. I've seen it several times.
J'ai vu ça plusieurs fois.
That they will be discussing where they should bury you.
Et ils vont
The family, whatever. He was a royal member. No, he should be brought here. The church said, no, the wife says the wife doesn't have a say. No, the wife says she should be buried here. The wife doesn't have a say. It is his brothers have come. They say that this.
Après la mort,
you'll be surprised if you were to wake up from the dead. You say, you get up and you say, "Hey, stop what you are doing there. You lie. You lie."
Si tu devais mourir, il y aura même un argument par rapport à là où tu vas être enterré. Si tu pouvais te lever, tu vas dire arrêtez ce que vous faites et puis tu vas remourir.
Is it not amazing?
N'est-ce pas étonnant?
Yeah. Where the pastor should be buried.
Où on doit enterrer le pasteur.
How, what should happen to the church.
Ce qui doit arriver à l'église.
How the pastor's wife should be treated.
Comment traiter l'épouse du pasteur?
Hey! One day.
Un jour.
It's a testimony.
C'est un témoignage.
The testimonies make you wise.
Les témoignages rendent sage.
The pastor died.
Pasteur est mort.
And the wife. You know, when you die, people will come together and say that they are going to form a foundation.
Quand tu vas mourir, les gens
in your name, if your name is John,
après ta mort, les gens vont se réunir pour planifier.
John Toronto, or Jack Toronto.
Si tu t'appelles Jack Toronto,
people will come together and say, "We have to form a foundation for the memory of our pastor."
Les gens vont dire, on va commencer, on va établir une fondation pour la mémoire de notre pasteur.
And the trust, we are forming a trust and a foundation.
Une fondation.
But I want to tell you, it will only be around the funeral time and shortly after the funeral that trust and foundation will be mentioned. But as the months go by, everybody will forget about the foundation and nobody will be able to do the foundation anymore.
Et ça sera seulement quelques mois après ta mort. Then après, les gens ne vont pas
and they will say they are doing the foundation to care for the wife and children.
Et ils vont dire que la fondation, c'est pour prendre soin de des enfants et de l'épouse.
After a few weeks and months, the foundation will totally not exist because people will not contribute to the foundation because people were sad at the funeral, but they are not sad after the funeral.
Après,
and by the way, at every funeral, only about 8 people are sad. Oh, every funeral, there are only about 8 people who are genuinely sad. The rest are marking register to show that they came.
À chaque funérail, il y a seulement 8 personnes.
If you like, check. Bring
your
notes.
Vraiment tristes. Les autres, c'est juste le registre. Ils sont en train de marquer.
Next time
leur
you go
présence.
For a funeral, take a pen and write the people who are really sad.
La prochaine fois que tu vas assister à une funéraille, regarde bien et notez ceux qui sont vraiment tristes.
So this pastor's wife, they did a foundation, but after some time, the foundation wasn't working.
Ils ont établi une société, une fondation, et après un temps, ça ne marchait plus.
The foundation also died after the pastor died.
La fondation aussi est morte après la mort du pasteur.
So one day, the driver of the pastor's driver, proposed to the wife.
Un jour, c'est le chauffeur du pasteur qui a demandé la main de l'épouse du pasteur.
Like when the pastor was around, the one who used to drive, the driver.
Le chauffeur du pasteur quand il était en vie.
And not the driver was not a bank manager like my driver. My driver is a lay driver. He has to manage his bank, and then when he has, I'm talking about a full time driver. That is his work as a driver. Proposed to the wife. He came and said, "Hi, baby. I love you, baby."
Le chauffeur est venu parler à l'épouse du pasteur.
You know, daddy is not around, so.
Tu sais que papa n'est pas là.
What do you think? Just you and I.
Toi et moi, qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
And the wife said, "Ah, the foundation is not working. The trust is not working. I don't see where I'm going. And the driver wants to marry me." She said, "Here I am. Send me." And she went.
L'épouse a dit, "La fondation ne marche pas. La société ne marche pas. Les gens ne prennent pas soin de moi. Et le chauffeur veut m'épouser." Elle a dit, "Me voici. Prends-moi."
So she married the driver.
Elle a épousé le chauffeur.
All my stories are true.
Toutes mes histoires sont vraies.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Le témoignage de l'Éternel est sûr et il rend sage.
Yeah. It will never happen to you.
Ça ne va jamais t'arriver.
So sometimes humility to be part of a fellowship and to be part of a denomination or be part of a group is also the wisdom, because if something happens in wherever you are, it's like the whole system takes over. And there's nothing like, I mean, nobody knows what is happening.
Parfois, l'humilité de faire partie d'un groupe, de t'adhérer à un groupe d'église, c'est aussi une sagesse, parce que tu ne sais pas ce qui va arriver à ton départ.
Amen. So thinking about death will also make you stop quarreling.
Penser à la mort va te faire arrêter de quereller.
One day I met with a pastor and his wife, and the pastor and his wife were quarreling.
Un jour, j'ai rencontré un pasteur et son épouse. Ils étaient en train de quereller.
So they came for counseling.
Ils sont venus chercher les conseils.
We started the counseling around 8 o'clock.
On a commencé à 8 heures.
By 9 p.m., we were still on it.
À 21 heures, on était toujours là-dessus.
10 p.m., we were on the counseling.
22 heures, toujours en train de conseiller.
11 p.m., we were on the counseling.
À 23 heures, toujours.
Midnight.
À minuit.
We were doing the counseling.
On conseillait toujours.
And getting nowhere.
Et on n'avançait pas.
1 a.m.
À 1h du matin.
We were on the counseling.
On parlait, on conseillait toujours.
2 a.m.
2h du matin.
We were on the counseling.
On conseillait toujours.
3 a.m.
À 3h du matin.
We were on the counseling.
On conseillait toujours.
4 a.m.
À 4h.
We were still on the counseling.
On conseillait toujours.
5 a.m.
5h.
We were still on the counseling.
On conseillait.
6 a.m.
À 6h du matin.
Daylight had come.
Le jour s'est levé.
We were still on the counseling.
On conseillait.
7 a.m.
À 7 heures.
We were on the counseling.
Conseillait toujours.
Now I didn't know what to say again.
Après, je ne savais plus quoi dire.
So I turned to the brother. I said, "If your wife dies, will you be sad?"
Je suis tourné vers le frère. Je dis, si ta femme meurt, tu seras triste.
I said, "Imagine her wearing that her white dress like."
Imagine ton épouse en blanc, red comme ça.
I said, "Will you be sad?" Oh, I'll be very
Est-ce que
sad.
Tu seras triste? Il a dit, oui, bien
Then
sûr.
Then I asked the wife, "If your husband is wearing his suit."
Et j'ai demandé à l'épouse, si ton mari meurt.
Her whole face has changed into twisted face.
Et son visage a tourné.
"Will you be sad?" She said, "I'll be very sad." Then I said, "Stop quarreling now. Stop quarreling." That was
tu
the end of the...
Triste?
Think about death
oui.
And stop quarreling about forever and ever.
Ah! Ah! Quereller tout le temps.
So, thinking about death,
penser à la mort,
can make you a wise
peut
person.
Te rendre sage.
Wow.
Wow.
Tell somebody, "I feel I'm getting wiser."
Dis à quelqu'un, je crois que je deviens sage.
Which of the channels of wisdom do you think you are going to use more? Which one?
Lequel des canaux de sagesse
Hearing,
est-ce que tu penses que tu vas utiliser?
Reading, it says, "by books." I understood by books.
C'est la lecture, c'est
or,
l'écoute.
Testimonies.
Ou les témoignages.
Are testimonies making you wiser?
Est-ce que les témoignages te rendent plus sage?
Yes.
Oui.
Now, another source of wisdom.
Une autre source de sagesse.
Observing events.
C'est observer les événements.
And people.
Et des gens.
Around you.
Autour de toi.
Anybody around you can be a source of wisdom.
Tout le monde autour de toi peut être une source Proverbs de sagesse. Proverbe 24.
Verse 30.
Le verset 30.
I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding.
J'ai passé près du champ d'un paresseux et près de la vigne d'un homme dépourvu.
And lo, it was all grown over with thorns.
Et voici les épines, y croisaient partout.
It was all grown over with thorns.
Les épines croissaient partout.
And nettles had covered the face thereof.
Les ronces en couvraient la face.
And the stone wall thereof was broken down.
Et le mur de pierre était écroulé.
Then I saw.
Et j'ai regardé.
Everybody said, then I saw.
Tout le monde dit, j'ai regardé.
And considered.
Attentivement.
You see, many of us see, but we don't consider.
Il y a des gens qui regardent, mais pas attentivement.
Meditation is one of the greatest sources of wisdom.
Méditer, c'est une des plus grandes sources de sagesse.
Then I saw.
J'ai regardé.
I considered it well.
Attentivement.
Consider it well.
Considérez-le très bien.
And I received instruction.
Et j'ai tiré instruction.
You see, which makes you wise.
Qui rend sage.
In this, you have three things that bring triplets that lead directly to wisdom.
Il y a un jeu de triplets qui mène directement
One
à la sagesse.
To see.
La première chose, c'est de voir.
That's why it's important to travel.
C'est important de voyager.
When you don't travel,
quand tu ne voyages pas,
and you don't go,
et tu ne vas pas,
to certain places,
à certains endroits,
you haven't seen certain things before.
Il y a des choses que tu n'as jamais vues.
Look at the convention we are having.
Regarde la convention ici.
If you haven't come for one before, you will not know that it's possible.
Si tu n'as jamais assisté à une convention comme ça, tu ne sauras jamais que c'est possible.
We don't have evening sessions.
On n'a pas de session pendant le soir.
But you see, when I was going to Korea, there was no session in the evening.
Quand j'ai assisté à une convention en Corée, il n'y avait pas de session de soir.
There's no session in the evening.
Il n'y a pas de session le soir.
Only in the day.
Seulement du.
But
la
if
journée.
You've not seen it before. You may never know that it's possible.
Si tu n'as jamais vu ça, tu ne verras jamais.
In Korea, there's no evening session.
Qu'il n'y a pas de session en soir en Corée.
Amazing.
Étonnant.
So it's important to go to place. That's why almost anywhere I don't go with less than at least 10 people travel with. Anywhere, no matter even far away.
Partout où je voyage,
always,
je voyage toujours avec des gens, pas moins de 10 personnes.
Because no matter what I tell them, there are some things you have to see.
Parce que peu importe ce que je peux leur dire, il y a des choses qu'il faut voir, observer.
If you don't see it,
si tu ne vois pas,
I will explain 1 million years, you will not get it.
Je peux expliquer pendant 1 million d'années, tu ne vas pas comprendre.
I cannot get it.
Tu ne peux pas le comprendre.
Then the second key to wisdom is consider it well.
Et la deuxième clé, c'est de considérer attentivement.
People sit and you see a coffin lying here.
Quand les gens sont funeral, assis,
and you think, but not you don't think deeply.
Il y a un cercueil devant toi, tu réfléchis, mais pas attentivement.
You have to consider things well.
Il faut regarder attentivement et considérer
well.
Très bien.
Well.
Bien.
When I was first going to South Africa,
quand j'ai commencé à aller en Afrique du Sud,
I met a pastor.
J'ai rencontré un pasteur.
On board.
Toute première fois.
I said, "What are you going to do in South Africa?"
J'ai demandé, mais tu vas faire quoi là-bas en Afrique
du Sud?
He
said, "I have a friend who is a pastor who died in an accident on a road." Accident.
Il a dit, j'ai un ami pasteur qui est mort dans un accident de voiture.
I said, wow.
J'ai dit, wow.
That was my first time.
C'était la première fois.
After that,
après,
I met several people in South Africa who either died or had terrible accidents.
Après, j'ai rencontré plusieurs personnes qui ont trouvé la mort dans un accident de voiture ou qui ont eu des accidents terribles.
You see, the roads in South Africa are fantastic.
Les routes en Afrique du Sud sont fantastiques.
It's not like what we have in other places.
C'est pas comme ce que nous avons ailleurs.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
And the people drive at top speed.
Et les gens roulent à grande vitesse.
Yes. And they die.
Et ils meurent.
They die.
Ils meurent.
Different. I keep on meeting the people. One time, I went to preach in South Africa. I was going to the airport. The guy who was taking me, I said, "Are you married?" And he was married. He said, "Well, my wife died."
Je suis allé en Afrique du Sud une fois. Le chauffeur.
How did your wife die? He said, "Oh, she died in an accident."
J'ai demandé au chauffeur, "Tu es marié?" Il a dit, "Ma femme est morte dans un accident de voiture."
I was listening.
J'écoutais.
So early in the morning.
Très tôt le matin.
She was going to her hometown.
Elle allait au village.
Her sister came to the house. I was asleep. 6 o'clock in the morning. Pick her, pick the mother, pick the other sister. 4 of them.
Sa sœur est venue
all,
la chercher.
All going together.
4 personnes, mère et 3 enfants.
So I got a call at 8 o'clock in the morning.
J'ai reçu un appel à 8 heures le matin.
Your wife. He said, the funeral, there were 4 coffins.
Et au funérail, il y avait 4 cercueils.
Different. So when I get to South Africa, I was to be thinking, I said, why? They sit in the car. They make the pastor. Because I said, "Pastor, can you kindly slow down? Because I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of."
Donc quand je suis allé en Afrique du Sud, je disais toujours au pasteur, au chauffeur, de ralentir parce que j'ai peur des routes en Afrique du Sud.
And a lot of people, they don't think deeply about it.
Mais les gens ne réfléchissent pas attentivement.
You see them driving these nice cars at top speed.
Mais les gens réfléchissent pas. Ils roulent à grande vitesse sur ces belles routes.
Whilst I was there the other day, there was a minister of the government on the road to Polokwane. He had an accident. He and his bodyguards all died.
Récemment, quand j'étais là,
just as we have one of our board members, his main assistant was just died in accident. He was checking on the flight and checked out of the flight because he had a call that the person is dead. Accident.
Même
so you have to think about it if you are from. You don't have to just see things and not consider it. Also, oh, this one. I mean, he should have been. You know, he doesn't know the S maneuver. What is the S maneuver? Oh, it's like this and like this.
So, hey, he doesn't know the S maneuver. Et contempler. Il faut pas attribuer des choses insensées aux choses que vous voyez.
He said, "I saw, look at it, and I considered it well."
Regardez bien, j'ai regardé attentivement.
Yeah. Yeah. Deep thinking.
Réfléchir one day, profondément.
I was watching a television program. I saw a worship leader of a big church.
Je regardais la télé, j'ai vu un directeur de chorale à la télé.
And this direct this worship leader used to be the worship leader of a huge. I have his music. I like playing his music and all that. Somebody came and offered him. He said, "When you come to America, we will give you this job. You will be the worship leader. You will do this." All was not true. He left the church. He was walked out, and look where he describes his suffering. I felt sorry for him.
Je connais quelqu'un qui menait l'adoration dans son église, mais quelqu'un lui a promis des grandes choses aux États-Unis. Donc il a tout laissé tomber pour arriver aux États-Unis. Il a été complètement déçu. Il a beaucoup souffert.
When you see such things, you should think about it.
Et quand tu vois des choses comme ça, il faut réfléchir.
America,
aux États-Unis,
offering you things,
qui t'offre des choses, des grandes choses.
When God has planted you in a church,
quand Dieu t'a implanté dans une église,
instead of staying stable, somebody offers you America and money.
Au lieu de rester stable, quelqu'un t'offre de l'argent et un voyage aux États-Unis.
Consider it very well.
Regarde.
Some of you assistant pastors, you've seen assistant pastors break away and turn into withered branches, and you also want to follow the same withered branch road and turn into a withered dry twig.
Certains pasteurs associés, vous avez vu des exemples des gens qui vous ont précédé. Ils ont quitté leurs églises. Ils sont maintenant devenus des branches sèches d'un arbre. Et tu veux aussi suivre la même voie et devenir sèche comme elles.
One day,
un jour,
I was in university.
J'étais à l'université.
A very beautiful lady.
Il y avait une très belle fille.
And people liked her.
Les gens l'aimaient beaucoup.
And wanted to marry her.
Voulaient l'épouser.
And wrote letters to her. I love you. I want to marry you.
Ils ont écrit des lettres d'amour.
She laughed at everybody.
Elle se moquait de tout le monde.
My wife would tell me the story. My wife always tells stories, so she would tell me the story when I see her.
Ma femme me racontait toujours les histoires.
She was not my wife. She was just my friend, but she would tell me stories.
C'était juste mon amie à l'époque, mais elle me racontait toujours les histoires.
Brother after brother keeps saying, "Will you marry me? I like you."
Frère après frère.
Look at him. Look at him.
Et elle le regardait et dit, mais
regarde-le. Does he think that somebody like me?
Est-ce qu'il pense que quelqu'un comme moi peut épouser quelqu'un comme toi?
She did it for 3 years and we finished university. Up till today, she's over 50 now.
Pendant 3 ans, elle faisait ça à l'université. Jusqu'aujourd'hui, elle a plus de 50 ans aujourd'hui. Elle n'est toujours pas mariée.
As she got older,
alors qu'elle vieillissait,
she became desperate.
Elle est devenue désespérée.
Went and joined the church.
Elle est allée se joindre à une église.
Joined the choir to, so that somebody will see her in the choir.
Elle est entrée à la chorale pour que quelqu'un puisse la voir à la chorale.
But nobody saw her.
Mais personne l'a vue.
After that, she went and joined the worship and praise team.
Après, elle est allée à l'équipe d'adoration.
So that she could shake
et de
her bottoms a bit in the front.
Pour qu'elle puisse secouer un peu les fesses.
Still, nobody saw her.
Toujours, personne l'a vue.
A church where the pastor was not married.
C'était une église où le pasteur n'était pas encore marié.
And the pastor still couldn't notice her.
Et même le pasteur n'a pas remarqué cette fille.
So one day she said,
un jour,
if nobody asks you who are you, you have to say I am.
Si personne ne te demande qui tu es, il faut dire que je suis.
So she went to the pastor.
Elle est allée vers le pasteur.
And said, pastor.
Elle a dit, pasteur,
God has spoken to me.
Dieu m'a parlé.
I have a message from the Lord.
J'ai un message de l'Éternel.
Jesus sent me to you.
Jésus m'a envoyé vers toi.
If I give my heart to you,
si je te donne
what
mon
cœur, will you do with it?
Qu'est-ce que tu en feras?
Hey!
Hey!
And the pastor said, oh, I'm sorry if I offend you, but honestly, I have thought about marrying you and
le pasteur a dit,
she laughed at people one after the other. You see, you have to watch these things and advise yourself. If you are a young lady,
si tu es une jeune fille, yourself. Il faut regarder attentivement ces choses.
Advise yourself. Consider it well.
Faut bien considérer.
Don't think you are the nicest. You are not anything special. You don't even know how to cook.
Tu n'es pas spécial. Tu ne sais même pas préparer.
You have nothing much to offer.
Tu n'as rien à offrir.
Consider it well.
Regarde attentivement.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you see Bishop Saki sitting there, look at Bishop Saki sitting there.
Si tu vois Bishop Saki assis,
consider it well.
Faut le considérer attentivement.
He's the most powerful person in the system apart from myself.
À part moi, c'est la personne la plus puissante.
And that power comes from faithfulness.
Et cette puissance vient de la fidélité.
Faithful, just standing there.
Il est juste là, fidèle.
Unmovable.
Il est inébranlable.
It gives power. Consider
ça donne
it well.
La puissance.
All of you with this type of flighty minds.
Pour ceux qui ont des esprits volants.
Think carefully.
Réfléchis correctement.
Those of you who want to do this, do this, do that. Somebody is stable.
Vous avez des idées de faire ceci, faire cela. Quelqu'un
since I was
prêta.
In school, when I preach, he says it's a good message.
Depuis
somebody
l'école,
who is not officially a pastor, he says that the message I preach is a very good message.
Depuis l'école, quand je prêche, il dit que c'est un bon message.
He says he has not heard any such message before like this.
Il me dit qu'il n'a jamais entendu un message pareil.
Up till today.
Jusqu'aujourd'hui.
Yes. Well, he has been a Christian for years.
Et pourtant, il est chrétien depuis des années.
See and consider it well.
Regarde et considère bien ce que tu vois.
Consider it well. We're finishing this session about how to become a wise man.
On veut terminer cette session de comment devenir un homme sage.
Tell somebody, I sense I'm becoming a wise man.
Dis à quelqu'un, je pense, j'ai l'impression que je deviens sage.
The next key to becoming a wise man is exalting wisdom.
La clé suivante pour devenir sage, c'est exalter la sagesse.
Wisdom must become very important to you.
La sagesse doit devenir très importante pour toi.
Very, very.
Très, très importante.
Proverbs 4, verse 8.
Proverbe 4, le verset 8.
Exalt her and she shall promote thee.
Exalte-la et elle t'élèvera.
She shall bring thee to honor.
Elle te fera ta gloire.
When thou dost embrace her.
Si tu l'embrasses.
Talking about wisdom.
Ça parle de la sagesse.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 4, verse 8.
Le
you see,
8.
Many of us exalt other things, but not wisdom.
On exalte plusieurs choses, mais pas la sagesse.
Listen, books must be very important to you.
Les livres doivent être très importants pour toi.
We are going to take a wee wee break just now.
On va prendre une pause, s'il vous plaît, tout à l'heure. Très bientôt.
In a few minutes, please.
Dans quelques minutes.
Because I'm going to go on to the next thing, but before we do that, we will take a break. But just get this key.
Il faut juste comprendre cette clé.
Let wisdom be a very great thing to you.
Que la sagesse soit une grande chose pour toi.
When I say wisdom, I don't mean financial engineering.
Quand je parle de sagesse, je ne parle pas de sagesse de finance.
When I say wisdom, I don't mean securitization of future earnings.
Quand je parle de sagesse, je ne parle pas des choses du monde.
When I say wisdom, I mean the scriptures which are able to make you wise.
Je parle des écritures qui peuvent te rendre sage.
So a book like my book, which has scriptures,
comme le mien qui contient des versets
and testimonies,
et des témoignages,
you must be attracted to such a book.
Il faut que tu sois attiré par de tels livres.
Some of my books don't have testimonies.
Certains de mes livres n'ont pas de témoignages.
Some do. I'll give you an example.
Par exemple,
this book. Where's Steps to the Anointing. It doesn't have testimonies.
Les étapes menant à l'onction n'a pas de témoignage.
There's hardly any stories or anything in this book.
Il y a pas d'histoire dans ces livres.
But it's one of the most wonderful books to me.
Mais c'est un des...
Even now I'm preaching from this book in church on Sundays.
Même ce livre est un des plus merveilleux que j'ai.
This one, a good general.
Un bon général aussi.
Has a lot of testimonies.
Contient beaucoup de témoignages.
Yes, there is not even one chapter with that does not have testimonies about war and how the truth of God's word is real.
Il n'y a pas un seul chapitre qui ne contient pas de témoignages de la guerre, des histoires de la guerre, et Amen. Combien la parole de Dieu est vraie.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening? So exalt wisdom.
Exalt la sagesse.
How do you exalt wisdom?
Comment exalter la sagesse?
Every pastor must have a library.
Chaque pasteur doit avoir une bibliothèque.
Which you don't give out.
Que tu ne prêtes pas.
When somebody asks you, say, you know something.
Quand quelqu'un te demande, il faut dire.
I'll organize for you, but I cannot give you what I have.
Écoute, je vais organiser quelque chose, mais je ne peux pas donner ce que j'ai.
Because what you receive today, you may need to check it again tomorrow or in 2 years' time.
Parce que ce que tu as aujourd'hui, tu auras besoin de vérifier encore dans 2 ans.
What this book means to you today will be different in 2 years or in 4 years' time. It will have a different meaning to you because you may be in a different level of the fight.
Le livre signifie quelque chose aujourd'hui, mais dans 2 ans, 4 ans, ça va signifier autre chose à cause de ton niveau dans la guerre.
Let me give you the master key to exalting wisdom. Anybody who exalts wisdom in his life has this key, and it's actually a simple word, a single English word. When you remember this English word, it will show you that you exalt wisdom.
C'est en un seul mot, je vais vous donner une clé principale pour avoir la sagesse.
Amen.
Amen.
Should I give you the word?
Est-ce que je peux te donner le
the
mot?
The word is a three-letter word.
Le mot c'est
A L L O.
Tout. En anglais c'est A L L.
When
tout.
You exalt wisdom, or wisdom is very important to you, you always have all.
Quand tu exaltes la sagesse, tu auras toujours tout.
Yeah. You have everything of everything.
Tu auras tout de tout.
Because you know wisdom, you see, wisdom is hidden. You know, one day I didn't understand, but one day I heard Mike Murdoch preaching.
Un jour j'ai entendu Mike Murdoch prêcher.
And he was speaking with some other speakers at a big program in Europe.
Il participait à un grand programme en Europe. Il parlait avec d'autres personnes.
And somebody else spoke before he spoke.
Quelqu'un a parlé avant lui.
When it was his turn to speak,
et à son tour de parler,
he said he was so blessed by the person who spoke before him.
Il a dit qu'il était tellement béni par la personne qui lui a précédé.
That he called his assistant and told the person, "Get all, get everything that he has."
Il a dit à son assistant, achète tout le matériel qu'il a.
It's a standard procedure of a person who exalts wisdom.
Ça,
he gets all that there is. Get every, if you like, another word, everything.
Peut-être un autre mot, c'est toute chose. C'est quelque chose que les gens qui exaltent la sagesse font.
I have all Kenneth Hagin's books.
J'ai tous les livres de Kenneth Hagin, par exemple.
I have all his preaching.
J'ai toutes ses prédications.
From 1956, according to dates, where he preached. According to the date of where he preached. So I have all the preaching in 1977, all the preaching in 1976, all the preaching in 1975, all the preaching in 1976, date and where. I have all.
J'ai toutes les prédications depuis 1956 qu'il prêche chaque année, tout ce qu'il a prêché, où il a prêché, tous ses livres.
I have all Rick Joyner's books.
J'ai tous les livres de Rick Joyner.
All.
Tout.
I have all Billy Graham's preaching. All.
J'ai toutes les prédications de Billy Graham.
I even challenged, when they to hold a crusade here, I challenged the guys. I said, look, we need more. You have just put some there. Always I check, is there some? I have all T.L. Osborne's video, all that he has, all his books, all his videos.
Tous les livres et les vidéos de T.L. Osborne, j'ai tout.
Once you become important to me, I can see that wisdom from God, God's word is coming to me from this person. All is a standard. That's why Mike Murdoch told his assistant, get all that this man has, anything that he has. It's exalted. But another person will say, oh, wow, that was a good message. If they bring it to you, you will take it. If they don't bring it, you won't take it. If it's given to you as a free gift, you will take it. You won't even listen to it when you go.
Un homme sage, il va tout acquérir. Quelqu'un d'autre, il va juste attendre. Quand, si on lui donne, il va accepter. Si on ne donne pas, il ne va pas chercher.
I'm showing you. You can always see somebody who exalts wisdom.
Tu peux toujours voir quelqu'un, reconnaître quelqu'un qui exalte la sagesse.
That instead of food.
Ça, c'est ta nourriture.
Others, their food will be compromised if they buy certain things. Food will be compromised.
Pour les autres, la nourriture est en danger s'ils achètent autre chose.
And you know you don't compromise food, so.
Et tu sais que tu ne joues pas avec ta nourriture.
Yeah. If I was you and I was sitting there and let's say that if I preach and you are blessed or whatever and I was sitting there, I say, whatever it is that they have there, all. If I don't know what it is. I wouldn't even want to know what the name or is it the one he mentions? No, all. That's how people who exalt wisdom, just all the things that I don't know what it is, just all.
Si
they bring it.
Toi,
that's how people who have exalt wisdom, that's how they behave.
Si j'étais toi, j'allais tout acheter de ce qui a été dit, ce qui a été mentionné ou pas. Les gens qui exaltent la sagesse, ils agissent comme ça.
That is the wisdom that will give you the money that you need.
C'est la sagesse. Yeah.
If I was you and I was sitting there and let's say that if I preach and you are blessed or whatever, and I was sitting there, I say, whatever it is that they have there, or if I don't know what it is, I wouldn't even want to know what the name, or is it the one he mentions? No, all. That's how people who exalt with us, just all the things that I don't know what it is, just all.
Si
and bring it.
Toi,
that's how people who have exalt wisdom, that's how they behave.
Si j'étais toi, j'allais tout acheter de ce qui a été dit, ce qui a été mentionné ou pas. Les gens qui exaltent la sagesse, ils agissent comme ça.
That is the wisdom that will give you the money that you need.
C'est la sagesse qui te donnera l'argent qu'il te faut.
To buy nicer food next time.
Pour acheter une meilleure nourriture la prochaine fois.
Yes. Yes. Today, I don't know the cost of many things.
Aujourd'hui, je ne connais pas le prix de beaucoup de choses.
If I go to, if I want KFC,
si
we have KFC here.
Si
if
je
I want
veux
KFC,
le poulet.
I don't know how much it is. I just say I want KFC.
Si je veux le poulet frit, je n'ai pas besoin de connaître le prix. Je demande seulement et j'ai le poulet frit KFC.
I used to know the price.
Avant, je connaissais le prix.
The price was very important to me.
Le prix m'était très important.
Hey. Hey. I calculated.
Et je calculais.
Two pieces of chicken.
Deux
and
morceaux
chips.
De poulet
only
et
two.
Des pommes frites, deux seulement.
Chicken is going to be cheap for you soon.
Le poulet sera rien du tout pour toi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you take the wisdom of God's word, you have everything else.
Quand tu prends la sagesse,
seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto you.
Cherchez premièrement le royaume de Dieu et toutes ces choses te seront ajoutées par-dessus. Amen.
Amen. I'm becoming wiser. I feel that I'm becoming wiser, and I feel you're also becoming
j'ai
wiser.
J'ai l'impression d'être
de
devenir plus sage.
Hear.
Un homme sage, il va écouter.
Tell your neighbor your favorite channel of getting wisdom.
Dis
tell
à ton
neighbor.
Voisin ton canal préféré d'acquérir la sagesse.
She says testimony. She's telling me her favorite is testimonies.
Elle me dit ce sont les témoignages.
What is yours? Instructions. This one says instructions.
Et l'autre c'est instructions.
She says she likes testimonies. The singer says she likes instructions.
La chanteuse yeah. dit qu'elle aime les instructions.
You like all.
Et l'autre dit il aime tout.
No, which one is your favorite channel?
Quel est le canal préféré?
I think one of my favorite channels is seeing things
moi,
and considering it well.
Pour moi, c'est regarder yeah. attentivement.
Now, the next channel of wisdom is observing at the gates and entry points.
Le canal suivant, c'est observer au portail.
Observation at the gates.
C'est l'observation.
Observation at the gates.
L'observation au portail.
Observation at the gates.
Observer au portail.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1.
Proverbe 8, le verset 1.
Does not wisdom cry?
La sagesse ne crie-t-elle pas?
Wisdom is crying.
La sagesse crie.
Wisdom is crying.
La sagesse crie.
Understanding is putting forth a voice and saying, "Hey, I'm here."
L'intelligence ne t'élève-t-elle pas la voix?
She standeth at the top of high places and by the places of the path.
C'est au sommet des hauteurs près de la route, c'est à la croisée des chemins.
And she crieth at the gates and at the entry of the city and at the coming in of at the doors.
À côté des portes, à l'entrée de la ville et à l'intérieur des portes, elle fait entendre ses cris.
Wisdom is best found and noticed at the entry points.
La sagesse est trouvée aux portes d'entrée.
If you come to Ghana,
si tu viens au Ghana,
and it's your first time,
et c'est ta première fois,
you are entering,
que tu entres,
A lot of things will occur to you.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui viendront à ton esprit.
And wisdom will be crying to you.
Et la sagesse te criera.
Yes, you'll be seeing so many things you have to learn.
Et tu verras beaucoup de choses que tu vas apprendre.
But if you keep coming,
mais si tu continues à venir,
you stop noticing.
Tu arrêtes de remarquer.
Yes, you are used to, so you don't see.
Tu es habitué, donc tu ne vois plus.
But it cries at the entry. As soon as the first entry, usually, is where you have the loudest shout.
Mais à la porte d'entrée, c'est là où le cri est plus fort.
Things that you learn.
Les choses que tu apprends.
And things that you notice.
Et les choses que tu remarques.
The loudest is at the. You see it right there.
Le cri le plus fort, c'est à l'entrée même.
If you go to South Africa,
si tu vas en Afrique du Sud,
the first time,
pour la première fois,
there will be loud shouts of wisdom.
Il y a des grands
shouting
cris
and crying to you. Do you see?
De sagesse.
Do you see this? Do you see this? Do you see? And you will learn so much.
Est-ce que tu vois ceci? Tu vois cela? Tu vas beaucoup apprendre.
But those who are there, they don't see it all.
Mais ceux qui sont là ne voient pas.
Those who are there, they don't know it. They don't know.
Ceux qui sont là ne voient pas.
It's normal to them. Everything there is normal.
Tout est normal pour eux.
If you go to Sierra Leone,
si tu vas à Sierra Leone,
when you arrive,
quand tu arrives,
and you enter, it's shouting.
Et tu entres, la sagesse crie.
Yes. Loud.
Fort.
When you go to Liberia,
quand tu vas au Liberia,
America,
aux États-Unis,
there are loud cries, especially as you are, if you are somebody who is receiving wisdom, you just keep seeing. And
si tu es quelqu'un qui reçoit la sagesse, tu verras toujours.
And you can see loud at the gate.
Aux portes.
At the gate. Aux if portes. You come to the Kodesh.
Si tu viens à la Kodesh.
First time.
Pour la première
it
fois.
Will be shouting.
La sagesse
if you
crie.
Keep coming, it won't shout. Shout goes down because it's not your entrance.
Si tu continues à venir, les cris diminuent parce que ce n'est pas la porte d'entrée.
That's why traveling is good, but always as soon as you're entering the gate, the initial God is speaking. Oh, God is speaking. You see, wisdom is how wisdom comes. It's in the Bible. Does she not cry at the gate, at the entry, at the coming in?
C'est comme ça la sagesse arrive. La Bible déclare, elle arrive à l'entrée de la ville. La sagesse crie.
Amen.
Amen.
When you arrive at Kotoka Airport,
quand tu arrives à l'aéroport de Kotoka,
there are shouts.
Il y a des cris.
When you drive in the streets,
quand tu roules dans les routes,
there are shouts. But when you live here, you don't notice it anymore.
Il y a des cris, mais quand tu vis ici, tu ne les aperçois plus.
One day, a Malaysian man of God, he's about 70 years old, he came and I was driving him somewhere, and then I drove through a shortcut that I normally wouldn't take any visitors.
Il y a un Malaisien qui est venu ici une fois, on était en voiture, j'ai pris un raccourci que je ne prends pas normalement quand je roule avec des visiteurs.
He was shocked.
Il était choqué.
Il était choqué.
He was shocked.
Il était choqué.
He was shocked.
Then he just blurted out, said, "You have a very bad government."
Il a juste dit, votre gouvernement est terrible.
But to me, it didn't occur to me that we have a bad government because I'm used. That's my road. Every day I go on that road.
Pour moi, je ne pensais même pas au gouvernement parce que ça c'est la route que je prends. C'est ce que je savais, je connaissais.
I've never heard any visitor say that because you have a very bad government.
Je n'ai jamais entendu.
I was just going on my shortcut. I use every day.
C'est un raccourci que je prends tout le temps.
I was rather happy to find that shortcut because it takes me faster.
J'étais plutôt content de trouver ce raccourci parce que ça me coupait le temps de voyage.
Wisdom, guidance, instruction, revelation, it shouts at the gates.
La sagesse, révélation, la direction, ça crie à la porte.
So be alert to learn something from God at the gate.
Sois alerte d'apprendre des choses de Dieu à la porte.
You'll get used to it.
Tu vas t'habituer.
And the wisdom will just, the shouts will go down because it's no more a gate.
Et les cris de sagesse vont diminuer parce que ce n'est plus la porte d'entrée.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you still around?
Est-ce que tu es là toujours?
I'm always learning at every gate.
J'apprends toujours à chaque porte.
Once I took four South African pastors with me to Indonesia.
Une fois, je suis allé avec quatre pasteurs sud-africains en Indonésie.
We were at the top somewhere of some building, Jakarta.
Nous étions à Jakarta dans un grand bâtiment au sommet.
I was surprised at the comment of one of them. He said, "South Africa is nothing."
J'étais
surpris. Compared to this place. I realized that in South Africa they do not travel much. There are wild places.
J'ai remarqué que les Sud-Africains.
South Africa is nothing compared to those. But you not know. In a small world.
Ils ne voyagent pas, donc ils ne savent pas qu'il y a des meilleurs endroits que le leur. Parce qu'ils ne voyagent pas.
South Africans don't know that they have good roads.
Les Sud-Africains ne savent pas que leurs routes sont très bonnes.
I met one South African said he needs a four-wheel drive. I said, "What do you need a four-wheel drive for?"
Il y avait un Sud-Africain qui disait, "J'ai besoin d'un 4x4."
Come, I will show you a road.
J'ai dit, "Viens, je vais te montrer une route."
I'll show you roads.
Je vais te montrer des routes. Pour lesquelles tu auras besoin d'un 4x4.
You have to have a handle on the side of the car to hold it like this.
Tu dois avoir un poignet à côté de la porte pour tenir.
It's not a safari. It's
ce n'est pas un safari. Hein? C'est une route normale.
Oh, some of you were thinking of safari. I don't mean safari. I mean.
Je ne parle pas de safari.
City road.
Je parle d'une route
to my house.
Pour venir chez moi.
In the capital.
À la capitale.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Wisdom. I see you traveling to many places.
Mais je te vois en train de voyager à plusieurs endroits.
You'll be traveling.
Tu vas voyager.
Tell somebody I'll be traveling. I don't know if you are coming along, but I'll be traveling.
Dis à quelqu'un, je vais voyager. Je sais pas si tu
viens
avec moi.
And God is going to speak to me at the gates.
Dieu va me parler à la porte.
The entry points.
À la porte d'entrée.
Tell your neighbor, I'm not a prisoner of my country.
Dis à ton voisin, je suis pas prisonnier dans mon pays.
I am a free agent.
Je suis libre, agent libre.
I'm going where the Lord wants me
et
to go.
Et j'irai où Dieu veut que j'aille.
Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. The last master key.
La dernière clé principale
to become a wise man
pour devenir un homme sage
is looking for wisdom when you are young.
C'est de chercher la sagesse lorsque tu es jeune, pendant ta jeunesse.
When you can learn.
Quand tu peux apprendre.
And when you can apply it.
Et que tu, quand tu peux mettre ça en pratique.
Proverbs 8:17.
Proverbe 8:17.
I love them that love me.
J'aime ceux qui m'aiment.
And those that seek me early.
Et ceux qui me cherchent tôt.
Shall find me.
Me trouvent.
When you seek wisdom early,
quand tu cherches la sagesse tôt,
you find it. You know that it's more difficult to learn after a certain age.
Est-ce que vous savez, tu sais que c'est plus difficile d'apprendre lorsque tu as atteint un certain âge?
A fish, when you take a fish,
quand tu prends un poisson,
you can bend it.
Tu peux le plier ou tu peux le
when it's fresh.
Il est souple.
When it's not fresh.
Quand c'est frais. Mais quand ce n'est pas frais,
it's very stiff.
Il est très raide.
When you are no more fresh,
quand tu n'es plus frais,
they will preach and preach and preach. At a point, you just start sleeping.
Ils vont prêcher, prêcher, prêcher. À un moment donné, tu vas juste dormir.
When you take a fresh fish,
quand tu prends un poisson frais,
but when it's not fresh,
quand ce n'est plus frais,
those that seek me early,
ceux qui me cherchent tôt,
shall find me.
Me trouvent.
Yeah. When you are young,
Quand tu es jeune.
You see, the other reason why, one day I went to a church and I was preaching, the pastor started to sleep. At the first 5 minutes, he started sleeping. And he slept every day for 3 days. I was there for 3 days. He slept.
J'étais dans une église, le pasteur qui m'a invité, pendant les 3 jours que je prêchais, dans les 5 premières minutes, il dormait.
He just adjusted. It was not a bed, but he sort of adjusted himself in it.
C'était pas un lit, mais il s'est ajusté dans la chaise pour dormir.
But God touched my heart.
Mais Dieu m'a touché le cœur.
Initially, I wanted to speak words against those who sleep during church services.
Pour commencer, je voulais parler durement contre ceux qui dorment dans les églises.
But the Holy Spirit touched my heart and said, "No, this man is an elderly man."
Mais le Saint-Esprit m'a touché, il a dit non, c'est un vieux.
As you get older, you need more sleep.
Alors que tu vieillis, tu vieillis, tu as besoin de plus de sommeil.
Babies need a lot of sleep.
Les enfants
and
ont besoin de sommeil.
Older people also need more sleep.
Et les vieux aussi ont besoin de sommeil.
Yes. So I shouldn't speak in an immature way.
Donc, il ne faut pas parler de manière immature.
He was sitting in the front there.
Il était devant.
My main strategy was to move just in front of where he was sleeping. So I preached from here onwards.
Donc, ma stratégie, c'était de me mettre après son siège. À ceux qui étaient éveillés.
And then also, I realized that the things I was preaching, he could not apply them.
Et j'ai réalisé aussi que les choses que j'enseignais, il ne pouvait pas appliquer.
If I'm teaching 1,000 churches and you are 70 years old.
Si je prêche
when are you going to plant 1,000 churches?
70 ans, quand est-ce que tu vas implanter 1,000 églises?
If I'm teaching, you have to preach, expect great things, attempt. When are you going to do it?
Quand je prêche,
I realized that, look, the man should just sleep. I said, he should just rest.
Il y a certains messages, quand tu atteins certain âge, tu ne peux pas mettre en pratique.
Those that seek me early.
Ceux qui me cherchent tôt.
Early.
Tôt.
Those that seek me early,
ceux qui me cherchent tôt,
shall find me.
Me trouve.
Yes. Those that seek me early,
ceux qui
I
me
declare
cherchent.
Everyone here is young enough to receive.
Je déclare que tout le monde est assez jeune pour recevoir la sagesse.
Young people are those who need wisdom.
Yeah. Ce sont les jeunes qui ont besoin de sagesse.
Because at a certain age,
à un certain âge,
if you now have the wisdom of marriage,
si c'est maintenant que tu as la sagesse pour le mariage,
but you are already married.
Tu es déjà marié.
It's too late.
C'est trop tard.
You cannot apply it.
Tu ne peux pas l'appliquer.
You have already chosen, and what you have chosen is what you have.
Tu l'as déjà choisi et ce que tu as choisi, c'est ce que tu as.
Yes. So those that seek me early.
Ceux qui me cherchent tôt.
I declare it is not too late for you in Jesus.
Je déclare que ce n'est pas trop tard pour toi.
How many feel young? I tell
combien se sentent jeunes?
Let me tell you. Never assume you are going to die soon.
Il ne faut pas présumer ou assumer que tu vas
you know
mourir
why?
Bientôt.
Because if you live to be 90,
parce que si tu vis jusqu'à l'âge de
and you are 50,
90 ans et tu as 50 ans,
it means there are 40 years more in front of you.
Ça veut dire que tu as encore 40 ans devant toi.
Which is somebody's whole life.
C'est la vie entière de quelqu'un.
So you better start doing things now, assuming you are going to be 90.
Donc commence maintenant à faire
yeah,
des choses comme
challenge.
Si tu vas vivre jusqu'à 90 ans.
So many projects when I start, you can ask the people who I build with. I always ask them, will we use it? Will
we use it? Beaucoup de projets quand je commence, je demande aux gens avec qui je travaille, on va utiliser ça?
Always I ask.
Toujours je demande, est-ce qu'on va l'utiliser?
Daddy, we'll use it. We'll use it.
Ils disent, papa, on va utiliser.
I'm always happy when we use the things we build.
Et je suis très heureux lorsqu'on utilise ce qu'on construit.
Will we use it?
Est-ce qu'on
all these things we are building, will we use it? Will people use it?
Les gens vont utiliser ce que nous construisons.
They are always encouraging me. We'll use it. We'll use it.
Ils disent toujours, on va l'utiliser.
Daddy, we'll use it. Look at the Kodesh. It's now an old church.
Regardez la Kodesh maintenant, c'est une vieille église.
Yeah. We are using it.
On utilise.
We are using it.
On utilise.
The church you are about to build.
L'église que tu vas construire, on va l'utiliser.
You will use it.
Tu vas l'utiliser.
You will use it.
Tu vas l'utiliser.
It's not too late, oh.
Ce n'est pas trop tard.
Derek Prince started his ministry, was 40 years plus.
Quand
he now started.
Derek Prince a commencé son ministère, il avait 40 ans.
You'll be surprised. Some of you see this Clinton and others 70 years old, they are now going to be president.
Voyez,
or they are now trying to be president.
Les gens qui ont 70 ans, c'est maintenant qu'ils essaient de devenir président, comme Hillary Clinton.
You'll be surprised.
Tu seras étonné.
There are people here, you will die 92 exactly.
Il y a des gens qui vont mourir à l'âge de 92 92. Ans exactement.
So now calculate from now to 92 calcule and see how many years you have the ability to start 1,000 churches.
La
I tell you,
92. 92.
You know, Billy Graham said he always thought he would die and he didn't die. Billy, those who think about death, they don't die.
Ceux qui pensent à la mort ne meurent pas.
He always thought he would die. He
il pensait
died.
Toujours
up
qu'il allait
today,
mourir. Jusqu'aujourd'hui, il n'est pas mort.
So you better get onto your project of 1,000. You see, those that seek me early, get onto your project. Start now. Even if it takes 5 years to soak in the messages and get yourself oriented.
Même si ça prend
do
5
it.
Ans.
It's worth doing it.
Pour t'imprégner des messages, ce n'est pas trop tard. Tu peux commencer maintenant.
Yes. And tell yourself, I will be younger than these young ones who think I'm old.
Et dis à toi-même que je serai plus jeune que ceux qui pensent qu'ils sont jeunes.
Because in my church are made of young people.
Mon église est remplie de jeunes.
None of them can challenge me for youthfulness.
Mais ils ne peuvent pas me mettre en défi pour la jeunesse.
Yes. They can't challenge me for
youthfulness. Ils ne peuvent pas me
I'm
défier.
Younger than them.
Je suis plus jeune que.
Yes. I have more energy.
J'ai plus d'énergie.
Eish. Receive energy from the Lord.
Reçois l'énergie de l'Éternel.
Receive life from the Lord.
Reçois la vie de l'Éternel.
Don't become a Pharisee.
Ne deviens pas pharisien.
When you wear long robes and all that, you look so old. I mean, there are some ladies, they dress more maturely than their age.
Il y a des femmes qui s'habillent de manière mature, plus âgées qu'elles ne sont.
When you see them, you want to call them auntie. You want to say auntie.
Quand tu les vois, tu veux les
Madame,
appeler ta
auntie.
Tantie et tata.
They are not even mothers, so, but
elles ne sont même pas
auntie.
Mères, mais tu veux les appeler tata, tantie.
Be delivered from all old age symptoms in your life. In
sois
the
délivré de tous symptômes de la vieillesse.
Now that I'm receiving this wisdom for building 1,000 churches.
Maintenant que je reçois cette sagesse de construire 1,000 églises,
yeah, I thank God. You know, I started a new church. It made me younger.
Quand j'ai commencé la nouvelle église,
so
ça m'a rajeuni.
Now I have new strategies for church growth, which I thought these are now advanced forms of shepherding.
J'ai maintenant des stratégies pour la croissance de l'église qui sont des stratégies avancées,
advanced.
Très avancées.
Advanced.
Très sophistiqué.
I'm learning new things.
J'apprends de nouvelles choses.
It's like I've now become a pastor.
C'est comme si c'est maintenant que je suis devenu pasteur.
That will be your story.
Ça sera ton histoire.
The church you build, that's not the only church you build. It's one of the old small churches of your life.
L'église que tu as construite, c'est une des vieilles églises de ta vie que tu as construite.
You are going to do far more.
Tu vas faire beaucoup plus.
If you like, don't build a 1,000 church. As you are getting older, you see that you'll be 77 and you'll be expecting young ones to bring you offerings.
Si tu ne commences pas les 1,000 églises,
pay your rent and buy toilet roll for you.
À l'âge de 70 ans, tu vas attendre que les jeunes viennent payer ton loyer et t'acheter le papier hygiénique.
No.
No.
You will not depend on anybody for mercy.
Tu ne vas pas dépendre de qui
you
que ce soit.
My wife's father, he taught me.
Mon beau-père m'a appris.
From the time I knew him till he died at the age of 90.
Depuis que je l'ai connu jusqu'à l'âge de 90 ans quand il est mort,
I never have to give him even $1.
Je n'avais pas besoin de lui de remettre même pas un dollar.
Now, most people are broke when they get older.
Les gens sont souvent fauchés quand ils vieillissent.
But you will not be broke when you get
Mais toi,
older.
Tu ne seras pas fauché dans ta vieillesse.
As he got older,
alors qu'il vieillissait,
he was never broke.
Il avait toujours l'argent.
Every time we go and visit him, he rather will give money. He will come and give all of us money.
À chaque fois que tu lui rendais visite,
everybody,
il remettait à tout le monde de l'argent.
And he write a check, so use you to buy petrol, this, that. Old man.
Un vieux, il écrivait des chèques, achète l'essence avec. Il nous donnait toujours de l'argent.
That will be your story.
Et ça sera ton histoire.
Why should you sit down and wait to be retired and for people to be at people's mercy?
Pourquoi tu dois attendre la retraite pour être à la merci des gens?
Lift your hand and receive the exalted wisdom into your life. Father,
lève la main
you
et reçois la sagesse exaltée de Dieu au nom
we
de Jésus.
We give you praise.
Nous te
we give
louons,
you thanks.
Nous te remercions.
Ask for wisdom and receive wisdom. Ask
demande
for wisdom,
la sagesse,
wisdom.
Demande la sagesse et reçois la sagesse.
We give you thanks, Jesus.
Nous te disons merci,
we
Jésus.
We praise you, Jesus.
Nous te louons, Jésus.
We worship you, Jesus.
Nous t'adorons, Jésus.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Au nom puissant de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.